Pittman seeks a variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Section 115-42, 115-181, and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of White Deer Road, approximately 154 feet east of Susan Beach Road. The 911 address is 6034 White Deer Road, Delmar. Zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is 532-11.00-33.10. The previous board case on May 20th, 1996 granted an 8-foot variance from the 40-foot front for the dwelling and 3-foot for the side yard of 10 feet. Staff would note that the applicant is requesting an 8.7-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for a dwelling, a 13.7-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for a proposed deck and ramp, and a 5.4 variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling. There's zero letters in support, zero in opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dean Pittman, 6034 White Deer Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Basically, I'm going to make it short. We've got a lot size of 100 by 150, and it's already developed. And we've got previous variances done back in 1996, as Ms. Samantha has mentioned. Basically, what we're looking to do is build up. We're going to build an entertainment room up above and a little sunroom off the back that doesn't require a variance for. The setback is basically going to be for a handicap ramp out front to access, you know, the front doors of the property. The actual structure is not going to come any closer than the existing structure. I've got a, do you have the proposed layout there?
Yes, we do.
That we can show. And basically, we're just going to go straight up over a portion of the actual property. The setbacks are going to remain the same as they were granted back in 1996. With the exception of the proposed deck on the front of the house on the White Deer Road frontage side. And it'll actually take up less space. Right now we've got a sidewalk that kind of goes around one set of steps to another set of steps, so that sidewalk's going to be all removed. So it's going to actually encroach less to the end of the street versus the other. Basically that was number one as far as the lot size. Cannot otherwise be developed. It's basically we're kind of out of room on that side, on that lot, as far as being able to go side to side or the rear. It's kind of encumbered by the, you know, patio and a pool out back, naturally. Not created by the applicant. In 1997, when the modular home was erected, it wasn't discovered until after the home was placed and we built an addition that we had permits for, that the front yard setback was actually in violation. This was, I guess, before that stuff was actually brought to light. So, you know, the property was already that way. The essential character neighborhood, we've lived there since 1985, or I've lived there since 1985 with my parents. You know, and most of the neighbors, you know, we've got, you know, family on all sides and down the street. It's a tight-knit community and a neighborhood. So I don't see how it would affect the neighborhood in any way other than to, you know, probably beautify it more than anything else and such. Minimum variance, you know, basically the variance we're asking for in the front is to accommodate a, you know, a handicap ramp. My sister is coming to visit more often and she's handicapped and it's a struggle to get her up and down the steps. And of course, my mother-in-law is 77, 78, and it's only a matter of time before that's probably going to be an issue, too. I mean, she lives next door, but she likes to come over and eat. So, but I think I touched on all five of these. I'm not a professional by any means, but I think I've touched on all five. Do you guys have any questions for me? I don't know if we have this, we can put up on the screen, if, or you guys all have copies of this, you're able to see what I'm talking about as far as the front proposed deck and the addition on the back is the other proposed part of the building that we're talking about doing currently.
Okay. Is there any questions from members of the board?
If I may, Mr. Chair. You said you're building up. Is it just the addition that's being built up or the entire structure?
Not the entire structure. There's a main section of the house is going to go up. We're going to build like a semi-second story on there.
On the main part of the house?
On the main part of the house, yes.
Okay. And but it's going to be in the exact same footprint as the existing home, is that right?
It is.
Correct. Yeah. And it looks to me like you got a variance of 8 feet from the front, 3 feet from the side, 96. Do you know if at that time a survey was provided with the application?
A survey was not, and I guess at that point they weren't requiring that.
They did not for a while, and I didn't know if that fit in that time.
And I think my father was alive at that point, so we were kind of, I think the property line is here. Of course, we own parcels, several parcels in a row there, so the side setbacks. Matter of fact, if you'll see the original variance in 96, he had built a garage across the property line, which we've since removed. That's no longer on the current survey. I guess he felt if he owned the properties, he could just do what he wanted, but that's not, I explained to him that wasn't how it worked. But we've since alleviated that. That's gone. So that's why it's not showing on this, on the current survey.
Now, I see that your application referenced the septic system. Where is that septic system located?
It is, if I can show you, maybe I can show you here. It is right here.
Okay, so what he is showing me is it is to the east of the pool on the survey, so within the building envelope, it appears. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And have you had any complaints about the location of the house and to the setbacks at all?
No, never have.
How far from the edge of paving of White Deer Road to the front property line is it?
I would have to estimate that as far as to the front property line, probably 8 feet.
So that'd be in addition to, 8 feet from the front property line to where the paving begins, is that right?
I would say so, yes. Yeah, the property line's actually on the property side of the ditch, so there's a ditch there and then probably a 6 foot shoulder, so I would say at least minimum 8 feet, maybe even 10.
And I that's all the questions I have, but one thing for the board, there at the time of 96, we now require surveys. Mr. Workman may recall a time when the board did not require surveys, but there was we now require them for all variance applications. We do have some older applications where perhaps a variance was issued and then it later came out that the structure was too close or too, not necessarily exact to what that variance was granted.
Right.
So I just want to make sure the board was aware of that historical practice.
Well, I seem to remember some confusion back in 96 of whether it was actually from the property line or from the center of the road or something, but I wasn't as involved in it at that point. But I don't know if that's changed or not. But I've learned a lot since then.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? Any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Two. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Nope. Hearing none, I will now close the public hearing. And I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case 12334 for Dean Pittman, as they have met all the requirements to grant a variance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you very much.